Gabe Rodriguez talks about whitetail hunting, all of the techniques and subtleties that he uses in the Midwest to be successful. Among them, tree stands. But David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
It doesn't work just sitting up in a tree stand and waiting?
Well, you can. I mean, of course, if you want to bait, I shouldn't say bait, but if you want to have feeders out there, you can call, you can do all of your stuff. You can use your rattlesticks and whatnot. But the way I was taught to do it, Sparky, was to hunt. And you hike, you sit down. Again, patience comes in. You do some rattling, sit back. You wait for 45 minutes to an hour, see what you get. If nothing comes around, you get up and you hike some more. Once you get into them, you sit down, and that's really where you got to settle in and you got to wait, because there's activity, and where you find activity, something is going to come your way, no doubt about it.
You say you use rattling. I don't know if you've done any elk hunting, but with elk calls, we just recently had a big outdoorsman's convention, and there was a big splash in the paper about the guy that had the number one elk call. So when you're calling in whitetail, you're just using rattling horns? Is that what your experience is?
That's what my experience is. That's what I know. That's what I've been taught. I'm not going to venture out and say that I know anything different and outside of that, because I don't. I haven't been taught any of that. I know about it, but I don't know enough about it to talk about it from experience, etc. That being said, when you come to calling elk, yeah, in the meantime, going back to whitetail, that was one of those things that holds a special spot in my heart.
And that's what makes hunters hunt.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.